This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned on the show where you can find help and hope. And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
Good, and thank you for the beautiful earrings. They'll see them on St. Patty's Day.
Yes, I bought her St. Patty earrings because, you know, she always buys me ears and necklaces and
stuff. I have derbies.
You have derbies, too? It's always something, isn't it? So, a little windy out there today, huh?
Windy and just blowing the pollen like crazy.
I know. Right.
That's what they were just discussing.
Only in Florida can you go write your name in the pollen on your car.
Yeah.
You know? People up north, they write it in the snow. We write it in the car.
Yeah.
Right around February, March.
Yeah. I'm getting a green car next.
It is just blowing like crazy. And if you park under a oak tree that's dropping those beads.
Yeah.
It's like paintball shots at your car. Just little dinks, dink, 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 dink.
Yeah.
So it's just nasty.
No fun.
It's a good time to own a car wash, though, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's also warm. It's also warm, and we're not getting snow like they are up north.
Yeah, and we don't have to shovel the pollen.
Pretty soon.
Another week.
Yeah.
So the first thing I want to do is give a shout-out to our newest listeners. We have Charisse in St. Pete. We have Marika in Pinellas Park, and we have Cynthia in Ohio.
Welcome, ladies.
Like I always say, there's plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether you listen to us on AM/FM, on YouTube, on Facebook, on my website, or wherever they'll let me speak. You know how that goes.
Oh, good
it's
grief.
All good. It's all good.
Good grief.
And today we have a fabulous guest with us, Jim Griffin from Operation Helping Hand. Welcome, Jim.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much for asking me.
So, I'm just learning about Operation Helping Hand, so I'd like you to tell me, first of all, what it is and how it started.
Okay, Operation Helping Hand, we have a 501c3 nonprofit, and we have a very focused agenda. Our deal is to help the veterans and their families that receive treatment at the Campa VA, especially the Spinal Cord Institute and the Polytrauma Unit.
And how did this start?
We began through circumstances. This is how you
respect. This is how things happen.
Yeah, how you respect the blessing. Dr. Scott he's the head of Polytrauma Rehab, and he was leaving his office one afternoon and just spoke to a young lady and her daughter sitting in a car, and good evening, and they exchanged hello, goodbye. And the next morning, he came to work and passed the same car with the same lady and the same child in it.
They felt safe there, probably.
Yeah. Right? Well, yeah, it was in the VA parking lot.
Yeah.
And he knocked on the window, and you could see the McDonald's wrappers all over the place.
Wow.
And he said, do you have a patient in the hospital? She said, yes, we do. My husband's there. And he said, have you been here all night? She said, yeah, we drove out here from Kansas. And we really don't have the funds to get a motel room. And we're talking, you know, people look at veterans and they hear veterans and they think 60 and 65-year-old guys like me. And no, this was probably 21-year-old lady and her daughter. And Dr. Scott called the Military Officers Association at Tampa and asked us, can you guys do something?
Yeah.
And we said, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And we took it on, and we started out with potluck dinners, bringing our wives, have cooks, and everything else to the VA. And it has morphed into, when we ended our thing at the VA because of COVID, we were getting 300 to 325 folks.
That's a lot.
To the VA for dinner, which we provided the caterer, and we have sponsors that sponsor the dinner.
People want to help when they know how to
help. That's right. And you were talking about the folks in Tampa. If I could just give you a list of some of the corporations. And our dinner is about $4,000
Yeah.
And wow. It doesn't come out of our treasury, which is fantastic. Folks like Armour Global, Booz Allen Hamilton, CAE USA, Celestar, the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, who is tremendous.
They're sponsoring
our May dinner, and they provide their honor guard. And if you've never seen their honor guard, it's fantastic. Kindred Hospital, they're fantastic folks. Pilot Bank, Unison Senior Living, which I'm now a resident. I have a villa there.
Oh, wow.
It's a fantastic place.
USAA.
And Custom Mobility, which is over here in Clearwater.
Yeah.
And they do special things with the mobility for handicapped.
It's so important because, like you said, first of all, we don't think of veterans as young men or women.
No, we don't.
And we forget about the people that are caring for them.
Absolutely.
And we have wonderful hospitals here that are doing wonderful things. The Bay Pines is just fabulous.
Yes.
But we need to help the caregivers.
Well, people don't understand that here's a young lady, 21 years old, and instead of being the mom of the family,
the wife,
she is now probably the breadwinner and the caregiver for the rest of her life, or how long it takes to get her husband squared away.
Right.
It's a big shock, and caregivers are so underrated.
So, where do you put up people? Do you have a home? Is it in hotels?
No. Here's what we do for them.
Okay.
When they come in to the VA, and most of them, this was especially during the combat time, they come in the hospital with nothing. You know, you're transferred from hospital to hospital with one of those bed gowns. Well, when they come in, we provide the family with a welcome kit. And the welcome kit contains the stuff you need to get going.
Yeah.
You know, we would have clothing in there, shirts, sweaters, you know, hoodies, which are important in a hospital.
Yeah,
since they keep it
cool.
About freezing.
Yeah.
Shorts, some socks, shoes, and things like that. But also gift cards. About $1,500 worth of gift cards.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Target, we used to do phone cards.
Gas cards.
Kmart, Walmart, things like that. So you can go out, if you need slippers, or you need underwear, you need shaving gear, you can go out and get that. And that's not a burden on the family. But what was more important than providing the bag was they got there and they realized, okay, we're not alone.
Right. Someone's
Somebody has got our back.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
And we morphed into this, and with all volunteers now.
Makes you want to cry.
And all donations, we would provide the gift cards, rental cars. We've done things like fix cars because that was the primary way that the family could get to meet their patient in the hospital. So we got into the car fixing business. We just finished paying a mortgage for a guy that went through the program and through their upper program to get ready to move out. But he's got a job, but he hadn't got it going yet. So we're paying his mortgage for a couple of months.
Wow.
We fly, when the patient is able to see a family, we fly them in. And we have a great travel agency that we, instead of getting a family to put like $400 or $500, especially around the holidays, on your credit card,
yeah.
We have a family. We have a union that has done really good with this travel agency. They tell the travel agency, they call the 800 number and say, here's when I'd like to come, and here's when I'd like to return.
And we pay for it. They just take care of it.
We pay for it.
What a gift.
And they give us a really great rate. They don't spend a whole lot of money. And the family comes in and visits and does whatever they want to, but it's not any burden on the family.
That's... makes such a difference.
Oh, it does.
And not just on the family, on the patient.
Yes.
Because if I'm worried that my wife can't take care of herself and can't take care of our child, you know, and what's happening to my wife while I'm in here, and then I got to go through guilt feeling, you know, I mean, that takes a lot of it right out of the way.
Yeah. Well, they know when they get here and they see what we do for them that we have their back. And to reinforce this, we have every third Thursday of the month, and we were up to 208 dinners now, that we had a streak of about 190-something before COVID at the VA. And what we do is invite the families and the patients down. In the VA, it was really easy. And we would invite them down and honor them, standing ovation, 300 folks for X number of years gave them standing. I don't know how many. I figured out how many thousand people have stood giving them ovation. And we have a program that honors them and recognizes them to all the folks that support our organization that come there. And it's been fantastic. After COVID, we finally nailed down a place. And I'll have to give them a plug. It's Embassy Suites, USF, right off of Fowler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've bent over backwards to help us out because we've got some donors that provide stuff. Dessert is Mike's Pies always.
Wow.
I don't know if you've ever had a Mike's
yes.
Pies. They're the best pies in the world. And Bluebell Ice Cream. And they donate every month, donate the dessert. And Mike's Pies would donate the dessert when we had 350 people.
Wow.
So that's a lot of pies. So
never heard of that before. It's in Tampa?
Oh, Mike's Pies is an institution. As a matter of fact, he was on Good Morning America and was one of the four finalists for the best pies in
oh,
America.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Wow.
And his key lime pie is that.
Wow, I'll have to go to Tampa, won't I?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But they have done this. This is the kind of support we have been, you know, blessed to have all these years. And they are fantastic. So Embassy Suites provided this. Let us do that at no extra charge. Give us a great rate. And every month, and you both are invited to any of our dinners at 6 o'clock, the third Thursday of every month. And we charge to them nothing. We still have these same get rate sponsors that provide the dinner. And all we ask is when we finally, last month, we finally had started getting patients back to the dinners, they just bus them over. But because of all the viruses and everything that's come loose, they have to err on the side of the patients.
Yes.
And last month was the first month we had six or seven patients there, and it was fantastic.
But you know, then all the caregivers get to meet other caregivers and get to chat too while they're there and know that they're not alone. Because when you think you're the only one in the boat, it's a whole lot tougher.
Yeah. And all we ask the folks attending to do is say hello to the patients. That's their only charge. And it's fantastic. And we get the JROTC units. Let's see, who is it? Knights of Columbus and some Marines from the villages to provide the color guard for each one of our things. And as I said, in May is the Sheriff's Department, their honor guard, which is superb.
Yeah, yeah. So do you come across, though, veterans that don't have any families?
Very few.
Okay.
Very few that we deal with.
Because they're young men.
Most of them are young
women.
Yeah. Yeah. And what we used to do, just active duty, we had to expand that to veterans that received their care there because a lot of our active duty patients were discharged, but they still receive care there. So we don't dump them on the street and had to keep them going. And it's just been good. And like I say, we're all volunteers, and 96.5% of everything we take in goes right to the families and the patients.
Wonderful.
And, With the drop in the patients, thank goodness, coming from the Mideast, we've adapted our funds to go to the therapy programs they have at the VA. And we've sponsored their virtual reality therapy, which is a very important landmark thing that they came up. And also the dance and motion.
Yeah.
And the best therapy is the art therapy and the music therapy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And think about art. What you have to do, you have to use your eyes, you got to use your mind, you got to use your motor skills to do art. And they have really excelled in that, really do.
I used to do one-day workshops for caregivers before COVID. We're just starting to get live again.
Yeah.
And this was just for caregivers. I mean, we'd have 45 minutes of music therapy, 45 minutes of some kind of art therapy, then maybe a really nice lunch, and then I always finished up the afternoon with a journaling workshop.
Oh, great.
And it was wonderful.
Yeah.
And like I say, the caregivers got to meet other caregivers and know that they're not alone, because when you have a loved one that's ill, you can become very isolated. You know, all you do is you're taking them to the doctor.
Yeah.
You're making sure they take their medicine. You're da-da-da-da. And many times you're not taking care of yourself. So I think that whole encouraging thing for them to get there and get a package with all those gift cards in there and know that somebody really cares about them, it's got to be huge.
It is. And let me tell you one other thing that Dr. Scott, the head of the rehab, said is the most important thing we do. We sponsor the Polytrauma Family Support Group, and they meet every Saturday.
Explain to me what polytrauma is. I don't know.
That's multiple injuries, both physical and mental, and especially from the overpressures involved in the roadside bombs. It's a whole different kind of injury. But they have the polytrauma support group meets, and they have old families that have been through this.
Yeah.
Been through the mill and survived this and know how to do it with the new families.
Mm-hmm.
And so they meet, And the new families, you know, you can imagine how you must feel. You know,
well, it's very interesting because I do support groups for caregivers.
Yeah.
And one of my groups in particular, because some people are with me 3, 4, 5 years, probably 50% of the people in that group, their loved one has passed in the last year, but they still come back to the group. But it's not a grief group, it's a caregiver support group. So what we've done now is we've started a mentoring program. So if your loved one died from Parkinson's and a new person comes in the group that's dealing with a spouse with Parkinson's, you can be buddies. You can talk during the week because they've already been through the mill. They know the questions. They know the resources. They know, and it gives that caregiver a new sense of purpose. Because I was a 24/7 caregiver. Now who am I now? What do I do?
So, yeah. And I think all caregivers think they're all alone in this.
They're not alone.
They're not alone.
None of us are alone. And anybody out there that knows a caregiver, like I say this all the time, just do something nice for them today. When you go to the supermarket, when you get the BOGO, bring it over to their house and pick up a couple of flowers also.
They have tea on BOGO at Publix.
No, that's what I hear. So how can people get involved or donate?
We have a website, OperationHelpingHandTampa.com.
Okay.
And it can tell you how to donate. You can attend our dinners, and you can donate there and participate. We have a bunch of fundraisers. We've got one golf tournament coming up on the 24th at MacDill Air Force Base.
And, nice.
It's really nice. The only problem is getting everybody certified to get on base.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
We have had guys with alimony things before. And when they vet the folks, they're serious about it.
Yeah, they are.
And we have support of folks. We've got Robert Ahern that does our barbecues. He's a fantastic cook. And he has raised money for us.
That's wonderful.
And we've got one that the 18th, it's the Saturday after St. Patrick's Day on Friday. And we've got we call it a St. Patty's barbecue. And he's doing corned beef and cabbage and everything.
Nice.
And it's right beside Hank's barbecue on Tampa.
I don't know.
You're not familiar with Tampa, it's right on Dale Mabry. And Hank's is a big landmark. He's got a pig. It's the snout that shows the entrance and the butt that shows the exit. But we'd love for you to join us there. And it was just a donation, and you get a tremendous
All right, now if somebody wants to volunteer time, are there things to do with that?
Yes, there are.
Because I'm sure there are people that want to help that maybe can't do it financially.
Yes, and they need to come to one of our dinners.
Okay.
And we need to meet them. And
all of that's on the website?
All that's on the website.
Okay, and the website again is?
OperationHelpingHandTampa.com.
Okay, and I'm going to put all this information in the show and everything so everybody will have it. Or if somebody's listening now and they forget later, you know how to get in contact with me. It's easy. 727-365-8383 or LindaBurhans@AOL.com.
Yeah.
So what more do you want our listeners to hear about this wonderful organization that I've missed asking you?
Well, people think that because most of the turmoil, thank goodness, is over. We still get patients in who are special operations forces that are where we don't know where they are, and they come in wounded, but we still take care of incoming patients that are there, but we still take care of all these ongoing projects, the therapy programs, which have become paramount now.
Yes.
And we still take care of those, and those are demanding, and you know, we provide all the support they need for it.
You step up to the bat.
That's right. And you know,
all those people did for us.
Yes. It's the old expression, when we use it in the Army forever, you give till it hurts and then apply for a loan. You know how that works.
But you know what the thing is, if you have not experienced, if you don't have a family member that was in the military or is in the military, you don't know what that, it's not just the family, the whole family goes through a transition.
Yeah.
You know, it's a sacrifice not by the person who's in the military, but by their spouse, by their children, to be a military spouse. It's a big package.
Absolutely.
For a lot of people.
Absolutely.
But God bless the United States of America. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. I always say that.
Absolutely.
I am so blessed that I was born here.
Absolutely.
All right, one last word to our care. I know she's from Canada, but she became a citizen.
So
now.
I chose it.
Yeah, she chose it. we got stuck with no.
That makes me more special.
Yes.
Actually, there are probably more Canadians in Pinellas County than you can shake a stick at.
It's true. It's true. It's either Canada, Ohio,
Michigan,
Minnesota, whatever. What's the last thing you want to say to our listeners?
We would appreciate your support. We're ongoing, and we're happy with what we're doing. Our reward is the satisfaction we provide the patients and their families.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for being with us today, Jim. I really appreciate
you. Thank you for having me.
Especially since I found out that you're also a Kwanian. That makes me really happy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's all good. And right now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. So that was really interesting, wasn't it?
Very interesting.
It warms my heart knowing that, especially people that have been seriously injured, that their families are being taken care of, because I know how hard that is. But I got an email the other day. There's an organization called Paint Your Heart Out Tampa. They've been around for over 30 years. The goal of this nonprofit is to paint 100 homes on one Saturday each year. This year, that date is April 22nd, and they have a whole bunch of homes that haven't claimed to be painted yet. Oh. So this is the criteria you need to meet. You have to own and live in the home. You have to live in the city of Tampa. Oh. You have to be over 65 years of age or on a disability. You have to be on a fixed income. You have to have a one-story home. You have to be willing to have the house painted white with your four choices of trims.
I love white.
Yes.
I have beige. I hate it.
And the house must not be vinyl or aluminum siding. So if you have a house that needs to be painted, contact me and I will send you the information. It's called Paint Your Heart Out Tampa.
Isn't that wonderful?
We have a caller on the line. Christine. Hello, my friend.
Congratulations to both of you.
Oh, yes, 6 years today. Happy anniversary.
I forgot to say it at the beginning of this show. I didn't even, like, get Lynn any champagne or nothing.
I'll give you some wine cake after. Yeah, where's everything is my thing. Been slaving for 6 years.
So, you have an anniversary coming up too, Christine, right?
With Sages? We celebrate our fourth anniversary of Sages Theater being a nonprofit.
Wow.
It's so fabulous. So, for our listeners that don't know, can you tell them what Sages is?
Yes, absolutely. So, Sages stands for Senior Actors Guild and Education Services, and we are a 501c3 nonprofit community theater group of older adults, age 50 to 92. And we do plays with purpose all over Tampa Bay, and our plays are free to the public, and we partner with our first responders on different topics like fall prevention,
yeah,
driver safety, scams, all of that.
So tell us about some of the shows you have coming up.
Well, we actually have a show next Saturday, the 11th, and this is our first time bringing our shows to Tarpon Springs.
Yay!
So we'll be at the Tarpon... Yeah! We'll be at the Tarpon Springs Cultural Center on Saturday at 2 o'clock with Phony Baloney. And Phony Baloney is all about stopping scams.
Yes. Which is most important because there's a new scammer out there every single day, unfortunately. So, yes. If somebody wants to come to that, do they register through the website? Do they just show up? What do they do?
Actually, for that one, they're going to call Tarpon Arts because they are actually, it's a smaller venue.
Okay.
So they're reserving seating, actual seats. So you have to call in to get your seat, and I will pull up that phone number for you in just a second. So
okay,
I can get
great.
That for you.
That's really great. So how many, we're going to talk about your other shows too, but how many shows have you guys put on so far? A lot.
Many performances, I don't know, but we have four different productions that we're bringing out this year. So Phony Baloney, which is the funny one about scams, and then Dealmaker, which is all about safe driving and staying independent.
Yeah.
And then we have Memory Lane. That's our new one this year. You know all about that.
Yeah, I know all about that.
It's on you. And then we have Denying Gravity in September for Fall Prevention Month. So I would say this year we have about 14 performances planned, and we've been doing this 4 years. So
that's so fabulous, Christine. It's so fabulous.
Yeah, we're going to hit our 10,000th audience member this
That is
year.
So cool. And did you ever think,
we
right?
We cannot wait. Huh?
Did you ever think?
No. I mean, I really had no idea how many people we'd reach with this, and especially during COVID, virtually. So,
well, you know what? You've come to the public with sensitive topics, but in a humorous way and in a fun way.
Yes.
And nobody wants to talk about those sensitive topics to begin with. But if they can come to one of your shows and they have a little humor with it, maybe they start discussing it with their spouse or with their friend or their family or whoever. Because I think that it's just such a good way to crack the ice.
Well, and Linda Goldman, our playwright, is such a great writer.
Yes,
she
is.
She pays such close attention to what people say when she's talking to them. The stories of what her friends have gone through, stories that we hear from our law enforcement and 911 professionals, and then our audiences. That's, I think, the beauty and the fun of what we do is we're always looking for our audiences to give us their feedback.
Yeah.
And then it might end up in the play or in the next play, and they feel a part of it. And that's what we want. We want it to be a community experience that everyone feels a part of.
So most of your presentations you do in decent-sized venues now and everything. Do you ever do anything like if somebody's listening and they have a large mobile home park community or a large senior community, would you be willing to do something there?
We can, absolutely. Some of our criteria for where we do our public performances is that it be very accessible to the public, that people come there, they gather there for events already. So when it comes to a closed community, we can work out something different with them and you know, have some kind of a neighborhood sponsorship, and that way we can bring it to them as well. We do have a few of those plans this year.
Good. What's the last thing you want our listeners to hear from you today, Christine? Oh, tell me about some more shows after this next one.
Okay, so the next one, Dealmaker. So if you look at our website is Sages Theater, S-A-G-E-S theaterer.org. And at the top, it says coming to a theater near you, and you can click that banner. It'll take you right to where you can get your complimentary ticket. That Perfect. Way, you're guaranteed to see. You're not walking in wondering if you're going to have one.
Yeah.
And
yeah, and then you have a better head count and everything, too.
Yes, because we provide goodie bags for all of our audience members with resources in them, and we have a prize drawing.
Yeah, and it's free.
And it's always free. That is our mission, is that this is brought to the public for free. We're going to be in a lot of cities this year. Let's see, we start in Tarpon next week, and then in April we'll be in Dunedin and Gulfport and Pinellas Park with Phony Baloney shows. In May we'll be in Tarpon, Seminole, and I believe Pasco County for Memory Lane.
Where are you going to be in Seminole? And then
Seminole, we're still deciding on
your
that
house.
Venue. Yeah, I'd like to come to yours. So we're still deciding on that. We typically have been going to Seminole Gardens, but yeah. We are definitely open to looking at where you are.
Okay, cool. We'll talk.
So that's what we want to do with that. And then our next one after that, Dealmakers in June, and that'll be in Tampa and... Oh, at Francis Wilson Playhouse in Clearwater. That's a new partnership this year.
Oh, I love that playhouse.
Yes, yes. So that's the other thing, is we're really becoming more engaged with the community theaters that already exist in our area and supporting them, and then having their actors, you know, join us for a show.
Yeah.
And it really just helps us get the word out to more people and create more advocates.
Yeah. Okay.
In September, we'll be at Largo Cultural Center for Denying Gravity. And we'll also be in Tampa at the Carol Woods Cultural Center. And I think one other location that hasn't been determined yet.
Okay.
Boy, you get around.
We do. We do. And we've got so many great directors, new directors this year. A lot of new actors. You know, always infusing new characters into the plays. And just having a good time. And this can be done anywhere. So... anyone listening in another county, another state, if they want something done there, they just need to contact us and they can get a kit and have it done there.
That's fabulous. I just love it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, my friend. Anything last you want our listeners to hear?
If they do want to come to the Tarpon show, because seating's limited, I'll give you the number they can call for those reservations next Saturday, the 11th.
Hold on, let me write it down. Go ahead.
Okay. And that number is 727.
Yeah.
942.
Yeah.
5605.
All right, I'll put that information in the show.
Wonderful.
Thank you, my friend. I hope to see you soon.
Thank you. I will. I know I'm definitely going to see you. And you guys celebrate and do something special for this 6-year mark. Okay?
Thanks so much.
Yes.
Have a delicious day, my friend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. I tell you, Christine Hamacher, I worked years ago at Harmony Home Health with her. And we used to do some fall prevention things then, where we'd just go around and do these little tiny baby seminars. And where she's come with this.
I know.
And Linda Goldman is just such a fabulous playwright. And like I said, I really like the idea that they're bringing out serious topics, but with some humor.
With some humor.
Because nobody wants to talk about it.
No.
Nobody wants to talk about it. So this morning, we had a fabulous support group, as always. But I have to tell you, the other day, I got a call from a caregiver who hasn't been to one of my groups probably in like a year or so, Linda. And she said, I have to talk to you because I'm ashamed of myself. I said, you're ashamed of yourself what? Well, she cares for her mom at home. And she has some physical issues of her own. And her mom's, I don't know, 94 years old. And the other morning, her mom gave her a letter. And in the letter it said, I don't know what I did for you to be so angry with me. I don't mean to make you frustrated. Yeah, and I know I'm kind of like the baby now, but I remember when you were a baby and I had such patience with you. And I'm just asking you to please be patient with me and please just spend some time with me. And she said, Linda, I could cry now just talking about it. She said, I was so upset with myself. That I was not maybe being as nice to her as I should be.
Because you think you are.
You do.
Because you want to be
overloaded.
Angrier and you're pulled back, but yeah. you're not
You're
pleasant.
So overloaded.
Yeah.
sometimes it might not even be acting angry, but you're just not really talking to the person.
No.
That's like being punished, you know. So I really want you to think about that. She's like, I'm back to the next group, Linda. But when you isolate yourself in your home and you're just taking care of you and your loved one, you're going to excuse me. You are going to lose your patience, yes?
Absolutely. But you don't really realize you're losing them because you really want to get madder than you are, than you portray. So you think you're doing a good job, but you're not.
Well, you know the thing is too. So if you're taking some care of somebody that has Alzheimer's or dementia, you're not so nice to them. They forget usually a few minutes after that.
That was the one good thing.
You know, it's good in a way, but then I think we're doing it more often because there's no, like, really repercussion to it. So I want you to think about that, and I want you to know, you know, my support group or the other support groups that are listed on my website, because I'm not the only girl that does support groups.
The best.
Nobody's going to judge. Thank you. No one is going to judge you. No one is going to judge anybody there. We're just here to help each other and to let each other know that we're not alone.
And you can learn some good tricks.
Yeah, and tips and whatever. And sometimes you make some friends. I mean, tomorrow night I'm going to the theater, and three of the people coming to the theater are from my caregiver support group. All of them, two of them, their loved one has passed. But you build friendships, and that's an important thing. Because when you're mom or dad or spouse or whatever is making you, I got the hiccups, is making you crazy, you can call up your girlfriend and say, I can't stand this anymore, they're making me crazy. Or maybe you can just take turns. Maybe, you know,
you hate to say it because you're ashamed even to say, I can't deal with it.
No, because the guilt, there's a lot of guilt in caregiving.
Yeah,
there's a lot of guilt in caregiving. But I remember years ago in one of the support groups, these two ladies found out that they lived in the same complex. It was during COVID, and they both lived in Sun City Center. So they met in the Zoom support group, and then they met in live, and both of their husbands had, like, this similar diagnosis. So they got to be friends, and what they would do is they would go to the pool room to play pool, and the guys would just play whatever their crazy game of pool was and entertain each other, and the two ladies got to sit there. And she goes, and then sometimes we would take them to the pool. So
it's
that,
good
that
for
can
both
change
of
everything.
Them.
Yes.
It's good for both of them because I know my husband, I went up to a wedding. My niece was getting married. And I came back and he said, you know, you're much nicer now.
Because you had a little break. Because we're human and we just think we can do it all. And we always think it's my responsibility.
Yeah, but you don't realize you're not doing a good job. I know.
Uh-uh.
You need to talk to somebody.
Yeah, you need to talk to someone. Well, one of my caregivers said, she said, my sister's so mean to my mother. She says, but I don't think she realizes either. She says, so next time I go over there, I'm going to video her.
Really?
You know what? Maybe that's what you need to do.
You do need to do that.
She says, because when she tries to talk to her sister about it, she goes, I'm not.
You know, I would have been appalled, probably.
Well, I would be too, but if it would bring that to my attention. You know, and the thing is, do you want the last years of your loved one's life to be the crummiest?
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing is, I know with my husband, it was like, I'm getting the mail and taking the garbage. That's my job. Because he wanted a purpose. Yeah. And I was taking everything.
Yeah. And they need a job, some kind of job.
So I wish he had taken bigger jobs, but it was a help.
So I had some sad news this morning. My cousin passed away.
Wow.
He's 9 months older than me. So it was him, and then 9 months later I was born, and then 9 months later my cousin Tony was born. And my cousin Mark lived in Rhode Island, and I spent a lot of my summers there, and we've been very, very close over the years. But to be perfectly honest with you, he's been depressed for a long time. He had an alcohol problem, and sometimes you just can't make it better. I can't tell you how hard we tried to make it better. How much we tried to make a difference. But sometimes you just can't make it better. So I pray that he's in peace now. And I encourage you, if you have a family member that has an alcohol or a drug problem, you might not be able to help them, but you can still love them. You can still love them. So I want you to think about that, because, you know, a lot of my caregivers
call me because they know I have a little bit of experience with drug abuse. And the thing is, people do that because they're hurting. Yeah. People don't do that because they're happy. And someone made a comment this morning while, you know, I just hope he went to heaven. I hope he didn't do something to himself or whatever. We don't know. But I personally believe in a loving God. And I think if a person ever got to the point where they are so, so miserable that they want to take their own life, I think God would forgive them for that. So think about that. Don't be always judging everybody else if you don't know what's going on. Take a little time and maybe just be nice to their family members too that have to deal with their addictions, because that's very difficult too. But right now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who will benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. So I want to give a shout out to the Disability Achievement Center in Largo because they are absolutely fabulous. And there are things that they can do that can help a lot of caregivers. So first of all, if you need, they have a program called Diapers for Dignity. It's an adult incontinence supply bag.
Do you know that my Bernie told me her mother's diapers cost her $500 a month.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so they give them, if you're qualified, you can get them for free? Wow. Yes.
They also have types of equipment you can get. Power manual wheelchairs, scooters, bedside commodes, shower chairs and benches, Hoyer lifts, porch lifts, walkers and rotators, portable ramps, canes and crutches. So there's a lot of different things that they have there. So I'm going to give you their telephone number. It's 727-539-7550. That's 727-539-7550. Now, some of those things that I just mentioned, you might have at home and you're not using them anymore. And you probably want to get them out of your house. And we don't want you putting them in a garbage or a landfill. So they will also take your equipment. So you can call 727-539-7550 because that thing that's in your way could probably really help someone else. So we have some events coming up. We have on Thursday, March 9th, sponsored by Arden Courts, we have Amy Cameron O'Rourke. She was on the show a couple of weeks ago. There are two seminars. One is in the morning from 10:30 to noon, and the other one is in the afternoon from 3:30 to 5. And you can call to register at 727-771-1600. And it's going to be held at the Doyle Tower at Morton Plant Hospital in the Dimmitt Family Auditorium right off of Pinellas Street. So what she's going to discuss is topics to be discussed include what you need to know when a loved one has a medical crisis, getting the most out of this stage in life, appreciating changing relationships, and translating chaos into clarity. I need that. And her book will be purchased for event at the event, and it's called The Fragile Years. So please check that out. Arden Courts always does a great job with their seminars. Then we have the fabulous Kate McCarty's coming in town, and she'll be here Wednesday, March 15th for a luncheon at Arden Courts Seminole. 11 to 11:30 is registration. 11:30 to noon is registration. Noon to 1:30 is the seminar. And Kate will be our keynote speaker at our next conference, which is exciting.
Oh, great. You know, I still think she lives here in my head.
I know.
Because when we used to go by the church,
Prince of Peace.
She was...
Yeah, she's doing programs there and everything, yeah. So Dr. Kate applies age-old fairy tales to the caregiving experience. The once scary childhood stories of Little Red Riding Hood, The Three Little Pigs, and Hansel and Gretel offer great caregiving wisdom for an increasingly dark and scary journey. She presented that at my last conference.
Wow.
And it's absolutely fabulous. And I will not tell you yet what she's doing for the next conference because we're just cooking that all up. But she's fabulous. And the thing is, too, with Kate, Kate walks the walk. Kate cares for her partner who has dementia. So it's much more, I think it's much different when you can talk about it, when you've experienced it, and especially when you are experiencing it. Because when she goes and does a seminar, things change in her life, just like they do in all the other caregivers' lives. And I remember recently she had said to me, I needed some home modifications that would make it easier. And so she said, I had the home modifications done. She said, and he was really happy and I was miserable. And I said, why were you miserable? And she said, it's just one more sign to me that he's declining more.
Isn't that funny? Because I remember when we put ramps at the house for Jack to get in, I didn't think of it that way. I just thought, oh, he can come out to the pool now.
Yeah. But, yeah.
But, yeah, she's right.
You can see that.
Yes,
see
I can.
Is, so.
Well, she knows so much.
Yeah, she's brilliant. She's brilliant. Also, support groups. Kate has some virtual support groups also. These I don't have on my my website yet. But it's every Monday and Wednesday of the month at 10 a.m. So if you want to see these events, you can go to katemccarty.com. So it's katemccarty.com/calendar. Or you can call Bernadette Holman at 727-692-9117. And like I said, you can find support groups on the website, on my website, lindaburhans.com. Get into a support group. I promise it'll. Every single person that comes in says, I wish I came sooner. Or I wish I knew about this. Or if I knew about that when I was taking care of my mother. Well, the people that are taking care of your mother right now, or your spouse, or whatever, we can teach you some stuff that'll really help you.
Yes.
And just let you know that you're not alone. Oh, so I'm very excited that we have this anniversary. But I have to tell you, when I think about it, because we usually have two guests a week, that means we've had over 600 guests. And I was saying to somebody that when I was at the chiropractor this morning, occasionally a memory comes up on Facebook and I go, who's that? And I can't remember who it is. So then I sent it to Lynn and I go, who's that? And she does her detective work.
I know.
Because most of my guests I know, but there are a few that I don't know.
It's like being a rock star, Linda. No. They don't remember everybody.
They remember
but
us.
But they remember you.
And you.
There you go.
It's a team here.
I've had so many people say, oh, it's so nice to see you again. Oh, yes, it is.
All right, everybody. Have a wonderful week. Tune in next week. Oh, like I said, the caregiver conference will be May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And I've already booked the November conference. I think it's the 13th, 14th, 15th.
Are you still doing a new caregiver contest?
Yes, a new caregiver contest because we had a winner last week. So go to lindaburhans.com, go to the caregiver contest, just nominate a caregiver. It takes you a couple minutes. Everyone that nominates, that's nominated, receives something, and then we have a grand prize winner.
Wonderful.
All right, see you next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.